Okay, next we have interleukin 12 and 23 inhibitor, that is ustekinumab. So the indications of the ustekinumab are chronic plaque psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, palmoplantar pustulosis, and PRP. So it has very commonly it is being used in the chronic plaque psoriasis, and because it has a marked role in controlling the interleukin 12, 23 and 17 pathway in the pathogenesis of psoriasis, although ustekinumab is not available in Pakistan. So the pharmacokinetics, that is given via subcutaneous injection, peak plasma half-life is about 3 weeks, and the drug clearance is via anti-drug antibodies, and the greater the body weight, the greater would be the clearance from the body. That is why when the body weight is increased, we are going to increase the dose as well in order to achieve our desired therapeutic levels of the drug in the plasma. If the body weight is less than 100 kg, then we are going to give 40 mg in the routine schedule, that is at week 0, then at week 4, and then 12 weekly intervals. But if the body weight is increased more than 100 kg, we are going to give 90 mg at week 0, 4, and then 12 weekly interval. The pharmacodynamics is that interleukin 12 and 23 are the cytokines which are secreted by the activated antigen presenting cells, and they share a common protein subunit, that is P40. The interleukin 12, which is produced from the antigen presenting cells, then go to stimulate the CD4 and the natural killer cells to produce the cytokines type 1, that is TNF alpha and interferon gamma. Interleukin 23 stimulates the survival and the proliferation of the T cells, which produce the interleukin 17. So ustekinumab prevents the binding of interleukin 12 and 23 from the to the respective receptors on the T cells, natural killer cells, and antigen presenting cells. Then talking about the adverse effects. Injection site reaction may occur, infections, nasopharyngitis, and headache. Contraindication of ustekinumab, like the other biological agents, would be active infection, latent TB, current or past history of any malignancy, or when the live attenuated vaccine is being given, either 2 weeks before the first injection of the ustekinumab, and even after the discontinuation, we are not going to vaccinate the patient 15 weeks later. After that, we can do the vaccination. The drug interactions, there are no significant drug interactions. Severe infection may occur if the biological agents are co-administered with ustekinumab, if the immunosuppressive therapies are given together with the ustekinumab. In the pre-treatment screening, we are going to do the full blood count, LFTs, RFTs, chest x-ray, investigations for the latent TB, for malignancy, etc., as we did with TNF inhibitors. Administration is via the subcutaneous route, and the dose depend upon the body weight. 40 mg if the weight is less than 100 kg, and 90 mg is more than 100 kg. It is given at week 0, 4, and then 12 weekly interval. In poor responders, we are going to increase the dose from 45 to 90 mg. In those who are weighing less than 100 kg, and those who are weighing more than 100 kg, we are going to increase the frequency of the administration, that is at week 0, 4, and then 8 weekly interval. Monitoring is done is the same way as we did for TNF antagonist. The available brand for ustekinumab is Stelara. It is available in the injection form 5 mg per ml of the injection. But it isn't available in Pakistan.